Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to find more of my work, you can subscribe to the Recombobulation Area. I've got a recent column there about Brad Schimmel and his pretty awful record on opioid settlements. I've also got a column from Emily Mills on the election here. Emily Cephos also has a piece. We've got so much different stuff at the Recombobulation Area. So go check us out. Go check it out. Subscribe. Help fund our work and what we do at the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media here. We're joined in this segment by Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We've been talking about what's been going on with Elon. We've been talking about what he's been up to on election eve. But I wanted to follow up on, you know, kind of a back and forth that we had over the weekend on Twitter, because there was a recent piece that we published at the Recombobulation Area from Matt Rothschild, the former director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, about why Elon Musk and so many other billionaires can spend so obscenely in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And it was about how in 2015, Republican lawmakers changed campaign finance law, rewrote campaign finance law in the state to really change the way we, you know, fund elections in Wisconsin. And I think you can draw a line from what was happening in 2015 to the record spending of more than $100 million that is being spent on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race now. So my question with that I posed on Twitter was, would either party step up and address the 2015 rewrite of campaign finance law that was passed by Republicans that is allowing this nearly unlimited question? You answered that question that I posed to Twitter. What'd you have to say, Mr. Wickler?
I said, absolutely. And it's the Democratic Party. And we'd love for the Republican Party to join us. It's in our platform and always has been since Citizens United that corporations are not people, that money's not speech, that we should overturn Citizens United. You know, we should have public financing in judicial elections like this. This is something that, in fact, Gordon Hintz, who's now running for Winnebago County Executive, had in a bill, I think, in 2010, and with Pat Kreitlow, who's you know, also does a lot of media stuff here now. As Democrats, what we want is a playing field where voters have the voice. And that doesn't mean Democrats will always win. It means that what the public wants will be reflected in government. And Republicans have been the authors of these huge changes to campaign finance laws because they know that ultimately there's more incredibly wealthy people on the right than there are not on the right, the left or the center or what have you. So they're the ones who've kind of demanded these laws. Now, for a while, we were out raising them. After Trump got elected, there was this kind of backlash of people who were terrified about what was happening in the country, including some major donors. And Democrats have raised more than Republicans in these races, in most of the elections since I've been chair. But then the richest Republicans in the country, the richest people in the world, kind of realized, hey, we can just use our money and try to win. So if you look at like the 2024 elections, I think 7 or 8 of the top 10 donors in the country were all Republicans making 9-figure investments in the Trump administration. And Elon Musk was at the top of that list, about $300 million. And now he's by far the biggest donor in the Supreme Court race. Whether he's a Democrat
or Uline family, who we know well in Wisconsin as well, they were also in the top five Republican. They back every Republican in Wisconsin and have for quite some time. So
they're the second biggest donors in this race, by the way. The right is really into like pointing out, you know, George Soros has contributed to Wisconsin Democrats. Well, the Ulines have contributed like 3 times as much or 4 times as much, and they can't even hold a candle. You have to multiply that times another 3 or 4 to get to what Elon Musk has spent in this race. We're talking amounts of just staggering amounts of money that have never been seen in races like this. And this could continue if it works for the GOP, because they're standing in the way to make sure that there's an unlimited spigot of campaign cash flowing into our political system. That removes the public's voice. And our state, you know, if you go back 100 years to fighting Bob La Follette in the progressive era, we were pathbreaking in changing campaign finance laws and making it illegal to, you know, bribe public officials through campaign donations. Those were critical reforms that helped pave the way to changes that supported workers' rights and made a difference in people's lives. It feels like we need another progressive era, wave of reform in this country, and this has to be part of it.
And look, if Republicans have a problem with the law that they wrote, they can be a part of changing it. And I think this is a message to them, is if they have a problem with what's going on with the spending in this race, they need to be part of addressing that problem too. because it is their changes in 2015 that have opened the door to this ridiculous spending. And so you're saying right now that Democrats would be on board with changing that. That sounds great. We need both parties to kind of turn their keys and make this change for Wisconsin, because this has gotten out of control. We all know this has gotten out of control.
Watching Elon Musk waving his $1 million novelty checks around on the stage just makes you want to put your head in your hands, because that is so far from how a democracy is supposed to work. Democracy is literally ruled by the demos, by the people. And this is, you know, this is ruled through money bulldozers. I think this race should signal the kind of maximum point of this kind of oligarchic attempt to control judicial outcomes. And then, you know, the real work begins after this election, because then we have to fight to win a Democratic trifecta in 2026 that can start passing laws that make real change in people's lives. This is holding back an attempt to re-rig Wisconsin. That is what we will do if we succeed tomorrow when the votes are counted. Susan Crawford, if she wins, she will not be someone who's, you know, trying to put a thumb on the scale one way or the other. She'll be preventing someone who's trying to slam down an elephant on one side of the scale. But when you have an even playing field, that's when you need to run and pass and do all the work to actually win elections and be able to make change by passing laws that can then be faithfully executed, that can help lift working families up.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Civic Media this afternoon, Mr. Wickler. I'm sure you've got a very busy 48 hours ahead of you in Wisconsin. And so, keep fighting the good fight out there. Thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me on, and thanks for recombobulating all of us every week.
We will be back after the break here with Ari Berman, who was just spending a couple days in Wisconsin. He wrote a piece about the race at Mother Jones, and we'll be talking to him about that piece and about so much more. Stick with us. You're listening to The Maggie Don Show with your guest host, Dan Schaefer.